to call the meeting of the Personnel Committee together. The date is November 16th. Time is 5:33. So calling the meeting to order. Is there, like to have a motion for the adoption and amendment of the agenda, if there is any? Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any further discussion?
I'll second. Or did somebody second? Sorry. Did I
miss okay. that? All in favor, say aye.
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 Motion carries. So the first thing on our agenda here is the personnel policy revision. And I'm sure you've all had a chance to look at that. Julie can give us a couple words of advice on that before we actually bring that to vote.
We have a policy, Chapter 4F, insurance benefits, that states that we provide a benefit credit to employees who work 30 or more hours a week that they can use to purchase benefits. The intent of the benefit credit is to cover single health, dental, or life, although employees can choose what benefits they're interested in. With our renewal this year for 2022, we had a 24% increase. So we are not able to cover the single health, dental, and life for employees that are under all of those that are under 40 because the policy also states we prorate that benefit credit amount. So in order to cover the single health, dental, and life for 2022, we would want to eliminate that proration. So any employee over 30 hours that's benefit eligible receives the same $882 to purchase benefits. And that allows us to follow that policy. So the change is simply removing the proration.
Any questions on that?
It's in line with our contracts.
It is in line with our labor union agreement as well.
Any questions or comments? This is an action item because it will be an increase in the cost here. So is there a motion to accept this policy change?
Madam Chair, question is the, I heard you say it's in the contract. Now, are we changing anything that's not in the contract or?
This was part of the benefits reopener that we negotiated and the memorandum of agreement for each unit will okay. be on the board agenda.
Okay, so we're not doing anything to the
right.
contracts, okay.
Like the personnel committee approves the policy change, and then the full board okay. will approve everything else.
Thank you.
Any further comments? Is there a motion to approve this?
I move to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Any further discussion? All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So the next thing on our agenda is the Executive Director's annual evaluation, and this will be a closed meeting. So we will be stopping the tape. So first of all, we need to have a motion and a second to close the meeting.
We'll need to read the full amount, or that blue line for the record.
Okay. Closed meeting for employee performance review of the Executive Director, Karen Punzik, pursuant to Minnesota Statute 13D.05, sub 3A.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Second, Randy.
Any further discussion on that? So all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So we'll be closing the meeting at 5:37. All right. So we are starting it right now.
Yes. And time is 5:58.
Yes. And we're at the St. Cloud Great River Regional Library. So So we're back to our agenda, and so at this time, we don't have another meeting that will be determined by the need. So at this time, I will adjourn our meeting.